Not the list.
Where is the list, Jim?
Not the list.
I promise I'll bring my bag.
I
just opened it up on the page for you.
Hello?
Testing.
What's this thing recorded, boss, or something? God damn it.
Broadcasting live across the internet. This is the final season of the JL Show.
Hey everybody, welcome to JL 242? I think it's 242. Oh my god, we're so close. We're so close. Only eight episodes to nine. This is our ninth. This is one of our last episodes of the JL Show, everybody. I'm here in the Mike-mobile with Mike. Mike, how are you doing?
Doing well.
You're doing well. Did you have a nice Easter weekend?
Not really, no. Didn't do anything. Kevin literally said on Easter Sunday, is today Easter?
That was, yeah.
You know?
The only reason I knew it was Easter was because of all the 1916 joke.
The only reason I knew it was Easter is because my mom gave me an Easter egg.
Yeah. Like, I had school on Friday, school on the Monday. Like, it was the most non-Easter of my life because it was, like, right bang in the middle of a school week, kind of, that I've, like, brought upon myself. But
was
before...
the only person who's actually gone to
I've gone
single.
For the full day.
For the full day.
Yeah, because my parents paid for it, and I say, you know what, I'm just going to... I don't really have anything to do. I don't really like being at home.
See, even Shane hasn't gone to all of them.
Yeah, because he did a match yesterday. Exactly. But before Easter, on Friday, was of course the release of Batman v Superman, Dawn of Justice, a film that we've been sort of anticipating since its inception here on the podcast. It's genuinely not a terrible film, despite what you may have heard. I don't think it's terrible. I think it's poor. But my expectations had been lowered to such depths that I actually ended up being, like, somewhat pleasantly surprised, even though it is garbage.
I mean, the trailer is so... Is it better or worse than the trailer?
Oh, I think it's equal to the... It's as good. Some of the trailers are good. I think the last one was good. You know the one with the cover of The Seeker in it?
Okay,
you should watch that one. Okay, well, they use it. There's a great version of the Who's the Seeker in it, and it's really good. No, the one before that was garbage. Yeah, but the film. You know, I didn't dislike it. There was good stuff in it. People are saying that Jesse Eisenberg as Lex Luthor is one of the worst performances of all time. I actually thought it was great fun. I enjoyed that a lot. At least he had some energy, which is more than can be said of Ben Affleck and Henry Cavill. But like. You know, the action scenes in it are awful and horribly done, but there are few enough of them that I was able to sort of ignore them afterwards.
There are only a few.
It's like 2.5 hours long, and there's a solid hour in the middle with no action, which I was very happy about. And it's very political, and there's a lot of just people complaining and being sort of, yeah, talking about the role of the Superman in humanity and talking about, you know, governments dealing with him. And there's no action for like 50 to 60 minutes. And I thought that was, while it's going to alienate audiences, but I thought it made the film a lot more watchable from the perspective of myself, who kind of fucking hates action scenes in superhero films. The worst part, like, if they're done badly, and they were done, and the ones that were in it were done pretty badly. And the writing is just, some of it is absolutely abysmal. But, you know, I've seen worse. It's a lot better than Deadpool. It's a lot better than Man of Steel. It's a lot better than Avengers Age of Ultron. So, you know, well, it's a bit better than Avengers Age of Ultron. So, I would not... Get me out here. I don't know if you want to.
No, that's fine.
Thank you. So, yeah, whatever. Batman v Superman. I don't think anyone else has even gone to bother seeing it, so... This is probably the extent we've...
It will make a good bit of money.
I mean, it had a big weekend, but I think everyone's kind of thinking it shit, so I don't think it's going to have legs. But anyway, we've been talking about it for 3 years on the podcast, and now it's finally out, and like, you know, that's all I got to say. More pod for your buck in just a moment.
Frickin', it's...
More pod for your buck. What did you say, Michael?
These things along here.
The weird orange
people
sticks.
From parking on it, I think.
Okay.
Where did the buses park?
Down by...
They're still down. They're like...
Message from Team Snapchat. Chat 2.0 makes it simpler to communicate however you want. Tap Ghost on the story screen for more. Happy chatting! My party didn't nudge you back.
Wait, where are we going?
Where are we going?
I thought we were going into town.
Yeah, okay.
Jeff! I recreated a Mars stupid sound destroy.
That Viking filter is actually nice.
It's Jeff! Jeff!
He didn't come in to study at all.
He was just in for history.
Wait, who did I get a Snapchat from?
Kian.
Kian? Open it.
Nah, it's bad. I'll open it. Oh, he's with Baz.
Oh, God. Why is he with Barra?
What is it? What age? Baz. Wait, what age is Kian?
He's like a first year.
What's he doing with Baz?
Like, he knows Barra, but I don't know why he's with Barra.
That's
maybe
weird.
He just, like, met him or something. Town or something.
You don't have a name ending in Ore and not get called Baz by me. Daz, Baz, Sarah, Shaz.
Wait, can I turn?
Zaz,
can I guess. Turn? I can't turn, right?
No.
I can't.
Baz, Daz, Saz. What other ones are there? Clara would be Claz, but I don't know anyone called Clara.
Claz.
Farah would be Faz.
Farah? Is that a name?
Farah Fawcett.
That's not a name.
Farah Fawcett.
My cousin's girlfriend's.
There we go. Farah. Farah, really? With two O's. With two F-A or F-A or A-H.
I don't Farah. Understand why.
I don't think it's a nice name, but it exists.
Sarah O'Mara. That's a name. Someone on Instagram's called Sarah O'Mara.
Someone on Instagram is called Gwelgeleglab. It doesn't mean anything. Somebody on Instagram is called it's called McAndrew Mike.
Gwelgeleglam means Irish with glam. That's what it means.
With glam. Oh.
Did
oh,
you
it's
not
disgusting.
Know what that means?
No.
Irish with glam.
Like didn't really... Irish word?
No, I knew it was to do with fashion. Wait,
yeah.
What? Oh, I didn't know what it was.
It's Irish with glamour.
Yeah, of course. What? When did I imply that otherwise?
Just there.
Well.
You're like,
what?
Oh, really? Really?
I didn't know the... I didn't know what... Also, well, firstly, I wasn't really paying attention.
With.
But also, I was asking what the... Yeah, I was confused about what the... turns the sentence into. Yeah. Like.
What does
I think?
Mean?
I think
I know, like,
even,
cooing,
it kind of means
because like cooing, because like cooing may or shapadora klema hishmahori is one thing.
Friends.
Yeah, I know. I understand how to use it like that.
Yeah,
but
it could be because it's Irish. Could be used in different contexts.
Mm.
Come on, go green lights. Come on,
go green for energy saving rate.
Go green. Come on. Come on.
Go green with Green
you
Man.
You wanna do it. Oh, that'll start. Quality.
Quality.
It's like, whoa, that gear shift.
The Irish economy. Brian Cowan.
That's what I
yeah,
would think of. A perfect example of shoddy workmanship. The Irish economy.
The Irish economy.
Bad
policy.
The banking bear.
It's the worst.
Minister Lenihan.
Oh my god, that's so bad.
A friend added
his
you.
His voice is so much lower than that. It's like. Boom.
Oh, I logged into the wrong Snapchat account. I typed in username LucianWD, forgetting that that's not my Snapchat. But I do have the Snapchat LucianWD, but it's not it just as a backup in case mine gets shut down. So I logged into one that I never use, and it said, you have two contacts, Michael and Lucian. And I was like, what? I don't know why you're one of my contacts. It's weird.
Why would Lucy?
Yeah,
it's
the right one. I haven't posted to my story in like 2 weeks. Oh, actually, there was the alarm. Oh, one new friend. Who's my new friend? It's probably Marvin. No, Jeffy and Henry.
It's Jeff!
Two snaps. What? One's from Johnny from 20 seconds ago.
Yeah.
Can we do video chat in the car?
Yes.
I don't know if
you can. Oh my god, let's try it. I'm gonna try ringing now.
I just see JMT is driving on the road now.
Hello! This is insane! I love technology!
Oh god.
That's so weird. This is the future.
Do not.
There we go. All right, well, I used up all of Michael's data for the month.
I got on
the minute.
Oh, damn it. We're both on 3. We don't do that.
I have 20 megs of data a month.
What? That would definitely...
It means I can, like, check my emails once a week.
Once a day.
I can check my emails once a week, like. I do it once a day, I guess, sometimes.
If you check it today, all your data's gone. Like,
yeah, I mean, all you...
Are you changing that, though? That, like, prices and stuff?
It's just a deal. Like, I get free... it's just, like, it's €5 a month. I get free... €5 credit, like. I get free text for a month, 20 meg data, and a free cinema ticket.
That's fine.
All I want is a cinema ticket, so...
Someone lost money.
That's me.
I don't know.
Yeah, your deal isn't very good.
It is. That's really good. You get a cinema ticket. I mean, the cinema ticket itself...
Yeah, it is. The cinema ticket, I'm saving €7. Yeah.
Okay, for you, that's...
And I never...
So you go to the cinema more than you use data, probably.
Oh, yeah. I have no need for data, because there's no signal in school anyway, so...
I use my data to watch them. It's
not my phone's broken, like...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, that's terrible.
This even goes to see these movies in the cinema.
I mean,
he pays money. I just watch them for free online.
No, I mean, I go to the cinema like once a month. I torrent 12 films a week, but I download them at home over Wi-Fi, so it's not impacting on my... It's not nothing to do
with
my phone.
Whereas for me, I don't have Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
So I have to use my data.
Oh, no, we just use our unlimited Wi-Fi to get...
I use my unlimited data.
I'm still downloading more than anything else, like, but...
That's why I need drill sim.
There's no situation where this is... Oh, the furry dies, still. No, it's
true. Furry dies.
I want to take a picture of the furry dies, but I can't think of a funny caption. Sophistication. The definition of sophistication. I have to do my Wednesday words today. I had a really good idea for one this morning.
That is groundbreaking.
But I've forgotten it now. Yeah. My one this... Oh, you know Instagram are changing their thing this week?
Did you put up an Instagram last night?
Shane did.
No. That's like...
Oh, Dara was...
The one with the, like, picture of the mic crash. The Shane did that.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Because Cliffo was like... He was like, did you see your Snapchat last night?
Is that Bob?
I was like, no, what's
that?
Isn't
that like Dolian Lines?
Oh my god, Owen Coughlin is in like a German porn shop.
Incest mother.
Jesus Christ.
Where? Max die by.
I don't know.
She's
in the car just like us.
Just
oh, actually, Michael, you gotta do one now on my story. Just say, hey, we're in the car. Okay.
What? Oh! Hey, Glams.
No, it's your property now. Hey, Glams, Tommy Sakar. Right.
Hey, Glams, Tommy Sakar and Ish. August Tommy Lucian. August Lilu. August Johnny. Johnny and Shane Freshen. August Tommy Jigdol G.
Wait.
So Tommy Jigdol G. I got it. I can't keep straight face. I got it. Do it again. So Tommy Jigdol Gijian Shop and Ish Tommy Jigdol Ig Shop Dorot August Tommy Jigkanach Glor Ruddy in Ish.
So Tommy Jigdol Gijian Shop.
Well, that's the best story I've ever done.
You put that in your story.
Wait, are you friends with Gala
Glamon? Oh, you bet I am. They don't look. They don't watch people's stories, though. I think that's some like. There's some
no, like they're
dodgy
not,
teacher rules. With, they don't dad you like.
I tried to like be as dumb as I possibly could. Like that's how
you succeeded.
Oh. Okay, show me. Who did I get?
That was great.
No, this is mine.
Oh, that's yours.
Yeah.
I'm going to download.
Let me think.
That's so funny.
Will I leave me back here?
Are you going to save those?
Yes. I have a... I'll save them at home and send it to you.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
But like, how big would it be?
We're talking about drones, everybody.
It's probably got no range.
Yeah, you'd like have it up in the sky, like.
Oh, I didn't think about. Okay.
Fall out of the sky.
Well, I mean, I wanted to do with one, like, it was just fly it over the house or something. Like, no, I wouldn't.
It'd still feel like a range. It'd still be.
Yeah, you'd probably like fly it over your neighbor, and then it'd just drop.
Yeah. Okay.
It would drop down.
It would kill him. Like. Yeah. Okay. Bad things, bad things.
Yeah, you're probably better off, like, just buying.
Not buying a drone.
Saving up and buying one.
Yeah,
maybe
you're not buying it at all.
I'm not gonna spend more than $40 on a drone until the day I die. So I either get one for $40 or don't get one.
Yeah.
It's like when I bought a selfie stick. I was like, I'm either gonna buy one now or never, and I bought it and I used it three times. Selfie stick was so bad. It's broken now, like it completely fell apart.
It's stupid anyway.
But it was such a bad selfie stick. But I had no use for it.
It's actually super handy.
Yeah, I used it to scratch my back. But like, because what people were doing with it was they were bringing it up on the diving board and stuff.
I've never
and, like,
seen a selfie stick before until like Christmas time last year.
Oh, right.
Yeah, and I saw one in town, and I was just like, "What the fuck?"
Wait, but you saw my one, yeah? I got mine last Easter. Like.
I get hit in the face with mine.
We took a photo in G Spot with the selfie stick.
No, but I don't think I've ever seen one in use in public until that stage.
We have to use.
There's a lot of, like,
I've seen you doing it in privacy.
Japanese, like. Japanese absolutely love them. I was in Edinburgh and the Japanese all over the selfie sticks have them everywhere.
Yeah.
It's
like, you know, you can design your selfie sticks.
Oh, I'm sure you can.
And I feel like they're just like the biggest
ones. Like
those hoverboards.
It's like, yeah.
They'll be like 200 euro.
Whoa, humanity!
Steel.
Made of steel. Man of steel.
Stick of steel. Selfie stick of steel.
Selfie stick of steel.
Jalan. Sounds like it's like Janaj. Oh, that guy! Look at his hair. Fuck. I've never seen that many black adults together in Galway.
That's so cool. I want to be a black adult right now.
Like, they're all dressed like so like white.
Yeah. No, they're just like American black people.
Yeah, like American black people. I've never seen a group of black people together who weren't either school kids or
like educated
or
American
wearing
black
hoodies.
People.
Like, they look like smart American black people. That's weird.
They look so cool.
They just look like they shouldn't be in Galway. They should be somewhere better.
Somewhere better than here.
Midnight Special.
Is that not cool?
They actually just took the Interstellar poster and superimposed his face onto McConaughey. Yeah. Like, genuinely, that's what they did.
Like, and put some.
He's in. The tagline of the film is, he's not like us. Okay.
They also put in some trees.
Yes, they put in some trees. So no trees in Interstellar, only core.
No trees in Interstellar.
Okay, who am I dropping first? Lucien.
Yeah.
Or Lilu.
I'm on my way home.
Okay, well then, I don't mind.
Whatever.
Oh, there's, no.
Where?
Sarah.
Oh shit, you're right.
Yeah.
I am right. I'm on my way.
That's so weird, because we were talking about it, what, like 2 hours ago?
Yeah.
Oh, there's your, oh, that's so weird. Your one there at the bus stop?
Yeah.
So she's like my neighbor. But she was also the organizer of the first NUIG Potterfest back a couple years ago.
Oh, that wasn't that like a fail?
No, they're still having them. Her one was a huge failure.
Yeah.
I went to it and I left after 10 minutes. Horrible.
Wasn't there only, like,
traffic.
Huh?
Why is traffic good?
Because I can get a bit of sleep.
More, it means more pod for their book.
It means more relaxing
more
time
pod.
In the car.
More pod
for their book. More pod for their book.
It seems like all the best pod happens in traffic in Westside.
That's like one time. We've only recorded one episode in traffic.
Yeah, obviously.
Maybe two. One.
No, we've definitely
the one with Shane.
Two,
we've done one and a bit.
I've been stuck in traffic with Michael twice.
But our road
one
trip.
One time was Michael's fault.
Wait, I was the cause of the traffic, was it?
Yeah. No, you were the reason we were stuck in traffic.
Wait, why? Oh, because I got lost. Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
that's right.
Turned left.
That guy
and
in the
left, straight.
The bald guy.
The
receding hairline guy. He's really weird.
That's no longer receding.
Probably works in the...
That's just not receding.
I can't say it.
I'll say it.
What did he say?
Go ahead, Lilo.
What am I supposed to say?
I don't know what to say.
It's okay, I'm not going to say. Put the pod back.
Don't know what he said, so you're not going to say it.
Hey guys, this is a podcast in the car. Mike and McAndrew's car.
You know, we didn't have any women on the first, like, 180 episodes.
We always wanted a woman.
Who was the
now
first woman?
We don't want any more women.
All right, so...
So let's talk about girl stuff.
James is whatever.
We're talking about girl stuff.
Woman was on, like, an episode.
Leia.
No, you know, like... This
Kate.
Was, this was years ago. No, way back. What's her name? Anna Doyle.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know her.
She was on an episode.
She was. That was a while
ago. Jeez Louise.
And then we had, I guess, Lee's on couple and Jonah in the background and T.Y. And then there was actual people who contributed, like Chloe Rooney.
Yeah. I'll contribute. Okay, so... Oh, yeah, we were talking about Taylor Swift and how bad she was.
No, we weren't.
Well, you weren't. We were.
And then give your very existence a question about a woman.
Oh, yeah. Oh, damn her.
What?
I'm actually having to, like, time recording around Anna not being around. She's so hostile.
Anna.
Yeah. I've never witnessed somebody who's so hostile about the podcast before. Like, people always just tolerate it. And I'm like, okay, good.
Tolerable.
Everyone is like, okay, if Lucien's going to be here, he's going to do this once a week.
Oh, yeah, she's always like,
she is so nasty.
Put it
about
away,
it.
Lucien.
She's so nasty about it. She's like, put it away, put it away. And then she's like, why do you do this? What's wrong with you? You can't say these things.
Good,
to me.
All good observations.
Everybody tolerates it. They have it for five years.
So someone needs to speak
she's
up about
so
this.
Mean. There's
she's
only,
not mean.
There's only eight episodes left.
Okay, wait.
She's ruining it.
I think she's the only sane person out of us.
Yeah, well, that's true. But, you know,
I'm very sane.
Point
no,
is,
she's not the only sane person. We just
we'll talk.
Well, no, you guys are sane. You're just nice to me, so
yeah,
you let me do my little project.
I understand what the pod means to you, but she doesn't like.
She doesn't.
No,
need...
she doesn't stop you.
Oh, she has. She has stopped me. She's like, and she told Maya these. Like Maya, she told Maya about it. Maya came up to me and she's like,
oh,
Lucien,
really?
Do you not think it's
oh,
weird
really?
That you record a podcast 24
oh,
hours a day
no,
when you're having conversation with people?
Yeah.
I said, what? She said, is that not what you do? Do you not record every conversation?
She
thought that I went around all the time recording every conversation I had. I said, what kind of crazy person? You think I wouldn't be locked up if I was doing that? Like. I said it's like a half hour a week kind of thing that I do. I always indicate that I'm doing it most of the time, like
most of the time.
Half is bad, and she was like, "Oh, sorry, that Anna completely misrepresented what I was doing." So that pissed me off a lot. So that teaches you a lesson about women.
We'll like to turn.
No,
trust
no.
One in two is terrible.
Oh, that's not.
Nah, it's like one in five.
Great.
We've had like five women on the podcast, and like one
I think
has been annoying.
I think I've been great.
You've been great.
Yeah,
but not as great as like Chloe Rooney.
Boy, what does Chloe Rooney talk about?
Everything.
Why is this person
girl?
What does Chloe Rooney
whatever
talk
she
about?
Wants to? I suppose
Chloe Rooney like I haven't spoken to her, but
we'll talk about girl stuff then.
Chloe Rooney talk about girls.
Okay,
she's kind of like famous. So
like periods. So, anyways,
no one wants to talk about that in the jail.
I was talking to.
Don't distract Michael now.
I'm sorry.
This is incredible. We're out of a different position because this guy is like in the middle of the roundabout. Oh, I'm stuck.
So many
years of being in the car with my mother is just absolutely shredding
my
head.
At least he didn't nearly crash this time.
Yeah.
Remember that
like,
time?
Nearly crashed.
You
he like
here.
He just like w- yeah.
You weren't here the time
oh.
that the Shane and Michael and I were in the car and the remember I have a video of it like and the
oh I just stalled the car
and you stalled
oh.
the car and we like stopped in the middle of
where?
The
oh, no.
thing and it was like
and
right
then
right
Lucien
here.
Was probably having a panic attack because. He's like
no,
that.
I wasn't. I was just sort of like stuck. I was just sort of stuck. I trust Michael. Like I trust him more than I trust my parents driving. So
yeah.
I think they're more irresponsible, easily distracted people. So
okay, so we're talking about periods. Anyway, so I was talking
we
to.
We have nothing to contribute about this.
Yes, you do. You Everyone your opinions. Does. Anyway, so I was talking to you know Destiny and them.
Oh
about
God.
Tampons.
There's people who haven't been on.
And then
yeah.
and then and they didn't understand like when you go swimming.
I don't
you need, like, swimming in a swimming pool. Probably
yeah.
in the sea as well. You need to wear a tampon. They thought you'd, like...
Do you really want this? You talking about this going up on the internet?
Yeah.
Okay.
So then, like...
this exists forever.
But why do you need to wear one?
Well, like, as in, if you're going into the swimming pool and
yeah,
you're on your period,
okay.
what happens to the blood when it comes out?
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
Just,
so you need a tampon.
Blood. Oh, well, yeah, okay.
Because it's more...
hygienic.
Yeah.
And
or a sanitary.
No,
why would you put a big pad in to your swimsuit?
Although, I'd say it's not as...
Anyway, so, like, my question was, like, you know when guys go swimming in the swimming pool?
Yeah.
Why do they wear their underwear under their togs as well?
They don't.
They do.
They don't.
They do.
Who does that?
People in my, like, life-saving group.
Yeah,
and that's, and I think right. It's just really weird.
That is stupid and pointless.
That's I've never heard of
there's
that.
No, there's no reason for that other than like
nobody does that.
No,
well, no, like
and like Tommy and
Destiny. I've seen a lot of people. Do you know Pablo?
Yes.
No, never. Heard
well, you know he was wearing like shorts today.
Yes.
For a belt, he was wearing a bathroom robe belt. You know the belt that goes on your like dressing gown?
Yeah. He's Mexican. We should be glad he's not like selling us drugs. Let him at it.
Anyway,
Pablo.
And you know he's related to David?
Huh?
He's related to David.
His brother?
Yes. I didn't realize. I didn't realize that.
David or
David. Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because on Facebook his name is something different.
David
it's like Largo Verdago or something.
Legarto Verde.
Oh, Legarto Verde is a pseudonym, like, but Pablo's. But David is like goes by Martinez. Pablo doesn't go to Martinez. I'd have never. Somebody asked him once, and he kind of talked around it. It's some like weird familial thing. Whatever.
Oh,
it's none of my business.
Wait, I can go right here, can't I, Lydia?
Yeah. Oh, you dropped me home.
Might as well.
I think you're more on the way to me this way than you are on the way to him that way.
Okay, I'm not done. Okay.
Okay. Sorry, we can just pull over to the side of the road.
Fine then. I'll just bring this home and give it to you tomorrow.
No. With 6 hours of
conversation, me talking to myself.
That'd be great, though, because then we wouldn't have to do any more.
Longest episode is. Oh, believe me, we would. We have all. I have all these concept episodes lined up the next 2 months now. So boop. We've got
concept episodes.
Like
you've done test episodes.
No. I mean,
that guy is still.
I mean, concept episodes. Ideas. In, like, episodes so for bad. Which I have a pitch. Like we need to have an episode where that happens.
Oh, okay.
So there's gonna be one called Jimmy and Luke.
Where Jimmy and Luke sit down for their final chat.
It's not gonna happen.
It is. He'll do it.
Last time you talked to him.
I talked to him.
I talked to him like for a couple seconds before history. Some days. I don't care. There's no way I'm gonna let the podcast finish without having to sit down with James. It has to happen. I don't know what we'll talk about. I'll find something anyway. Then we needed the final episode. That's great. I've got lots of great stuff planned for that.
But then you need like
Killian and I are doing a commentary on Star Wars: The Force Awakens next week.
Something
that's gonna be great. There's a few other ideas like that. I want Siggins to be on the podcast again, even though he was not.
That's gonna be quite different.
Not really. He said he'd meet me this week, but I don't know.
Do a podcast
now?
With him.
Does he work at home as well?
He's supposed to. I'd say he does more than Larry. Like.
Yeah,
but
Larry did leave insert last year,
right? Isn't it, Lila?
Yeah.
Siggins didn't do any.
Oh, is it?
It's okay.
There's so many Irish flags in that estate. There's like
good.
Ten.
There's only one on my street.
There's none on mine.
I really wanted to have one.
There's
one.
Two on the whole front.
I didn't even you see. I would have hung one outside the house, but I wouldn't. I didn't even think of it.
I have more than that in my estate.
I didn't even think of it until
you don't live in an estate, Johnny.
Exactly. I have more than that in my house.
I didn't even. Yeah, neither do I. And I realized on Easter Saturday. Oh,
oh my God.
Sorry.
That's not your fault. On Easter Sunday, I was like, oh shit, we should have got an Irish flag hung in the window, piss off all the immigrants.
This one. This
one.
No, oh wow. Oh, that is nice. That's cool. Yeah, we should have done that in my
Yeah, but that's not. That was done by like one person.
How is this Newcastle?
It's not. It's so west side.
Where does Shona live? She lives near here, doesn't she?
No, she just lives
kind of
the other side. She lives the real
Knacker
area.
Yeah,
yeah.
I would never.
It really is.
I always pictured like Newcastle, where you lived, as being like out beyond the NUIG, like.
Yeah, that's real Newcastle.
Well, real Newcastle is Newcastle upon Tyne, which is the nicest British city I've been to.
Like, I'd say my
Newcastle
in the UK.
Newcastle is the nicest city I've been to in the UK, and I've been to like 12. Newcastle's so nice.
Okay, what? Where have you been?
I've been to London, Manchester. Oh, well, I mean, London's.
Manchester.
London's great. Manchester. I've been to London, Manchester.
Manchester.
I was only in Manchester for like 5 hours. Newcastle, there's a couple then that I can't remember the names of that I went to briefly. I went to Southampton, and I went to Middlesbrough. And I've been to Glasgow and Edinburgh, and I've been to and I've been to Prestwick. And my favorite of all those was probably Newcastle. I mean, London's a cool place.
Have you been to Gloucester?
Nope.
It's quite nice. Gloucester's nice.
Newcastle's nice. Oh, at least you have a view of it.
You know what I realized? That. Oh wait, I forgot what I realized.
I thought I realized. I thought I realized, but then I didn't.
Then I didn't. Yeah.
Okay. Thank Michael for bringing you into town.
Thanks, Michael.
Good girl.
Oh, you won.
Okay.
All right. See you tomorrow.
Bye.
Have a nice evening,
James. You knew I was going to say that because I always say it.
No, I kind of. No, bye. I was kind of influenced by you to start saying it. Like, it's a nice thing to say. No, have a nice evening.
Oh.
Because he said it to her last Monday when we dropped her off.
And I always say it to everybody.
How about if it's morning time?
I say it even.
She's doing the electricity meter.
Oh, really?
Her colleague was at the woman across the street's house yesterday. She had her gate locked, so he came out and he was really angry. He was like, scribbling away.
It's quite fascinating.
I kicked someone out of our house because I didn't know who they were. And they were like behind my house because that's where the music is.
Oh,
and
right.
I was just like, get the fuck out of here.
Why? Did you not ask?
They're going through our shit. I was just like, no, get out of here.
Yeah, they don't.
They don't
like,
go through.
The guy just comes around. You see a guy come pulling up in a Volkswagen van sometimes, and then just does whatever he does, like.
Dude, this is funny. I think this is hilarious.
Don't, like,
don't show it to me now.
All right.
Like, and I was the only one there, and he was going around the back of my house, like, in the most awkward way.
Lucien, you really should look at that, you should really look at that ad for, the ad from the National Roads Authority, Safety Authority about.
I will.
I've retweeted it, so.
When I'm married, I'm going to take a picture of this. I think this is hilarious.
Don't get it. I'm just probably an idiot, but I don't get it.
No, I don't get it either. That's why it's funny. Little boy,
oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, they look really, really angry. And then
it's so
and
funny.
It's like if the children want to be like, you know, pathetic, childish children.
Oh,
they're going to look at that photo and they go, oh my God, mommy and daddy are really, really scary.
Oh, that's so funny. I love it.
Why did the sun go away when I put my sunglasses on?
I'm breaking with Kimmy Schmidt. Season 2 is out in 2 weeks.
Why is it night time?
I'm actually so psyched for it, but it's.
I sing Pinot Noir.
But it's the week. Oh, me too.
Dinner table on the
regular day. No, I can't do the high note. Pinot Noir. I can only do it on a low. Roseanne Barr.
Like Roseanne.
You don't have to be popular. Find out who your true friends are.
I am.
Pinot Noir. Leather bar. And then it's, what's the other one? Oh, so close, but yet so far. Pinot Noir, Pinot Noir, Pinot Noir! Oh, I love Pinot Noir.
What is that?
You have to watch I'm Breaking with Kimmy Schmidt to find out.
Oh, okay.
There's this, like, gay black guy called Titus, and that's his song.
Oh,
he makes a music.
Titus.
In Andromedon.
Andromedon.
The actor's name is Titus, too, though. Titus Burgess.
Oh, that's really funny.
He was in 30 Rock before
as
fashion designer. I know a guy called Titus. I don't know him. I know his mother.
It's funny how you say, I don't know him. I know his mother, though.
Soon on the show, we're going to be counting down our favorite JL Show moments of all time. Make sure you contribute yours. Just visit thejlshow.com. Actually, don't. Send us a tweet. JL Show tweets. Or Facebook.com/thejlshow or email info@thejlshow.com. Oh, the JL Show is such a fucking waste of time. Wish it would hurry up and fucking end.
If we get one hit,
if one person emails in, we're gonna make a whole episode about them.
We're gonna make an episode about you.
Say Fanta. Island the Astronaut.
You will guess.
Some examples of great moments. We'll be counting these down soon, but some great moments are Philip and Shane having sex. Scully.
What's his name? Philip
Black.
Black.
Oh.
And Shane. Not Toby. Philip and Shane.
Why is that
you, Adobe? Yeah, I wonder. Philip and Shane like simulated sex on
that
episode.
That
was how long ago?
Yeah,
it was like October 2014. Spinning James, Soviet cowboy film, and that time when Scully called in from social. That was actually a great time.
Called in from social.
Youth Work Ireland Galway. They gave me my iPad.
Really?
Yeah. I won their competition.
That's the competition that John won. That United won.
Oh, what was their one?
It's run by Youth
I won the I won the make your own one.
It's the IYMA.
Wait, what did you have to do?
Well, basically, I had to make a 20-second video about public transport.
Quality video.
Yeah, sure. I made one.
Absolutely.
Was it very quality?
It was. It was actually pretty good.
Oh, it was just like it was just. I just thought, what would a middle-aged person who wants to see a 20-second video about the environment
exactly.
like? So I just had.
It's perfect.
What was the slogan I used? Like, give the earth a break, give your wheels a break. It was just like an obnoxious thing you'd see on TG Cahir, like. But it won.
Some of your
stock for
original music.
Oh, it did. but no, basically, it was when Killian and I were doing our Cat in the Hat commentary, and Scully had access. We posted the great episode. We posted the link to the Hangout, and Scully was at social that night, and he entered the Hangout, and he was like raving out with like a bunch of other people. So there's we have the videos up on YouTube, and Scully shows up halfway through the commentary and he's like, hey guys, and he's like dancing with like a couple of women. I can't remember who they were. It was like Nia's there and I think Chloe might be there. I don't think he was. It was early.
Usually what they do with
I think yeah, but I think he just got there. I don't know. Maybe he was. He probably was.
Like, social is just jokes and break.
I guess he was. Anyway, it was it was a funny moment. He was there for like 30 seconds. It was funny. We don't talk about it enough. It was like semi Ryan level. It wasn't Ryan level.
No, Ryan level. Because
it was
like,
just Scully like. It would have been. Yeah. I'm tempted to go on Reddit and like post a link to a Hangout and say, come on and say hi to us, but don't show us your junk because we don't want to see it.
Yeah. I want to talk to this guy. I want to understand.
No, we should have him on and interview him again.
We should interview him. The story behind Ryan.
That would be such a great episode.
Jenny.
Say,
hey, Jenny.
Who is Jenny?
Remember
me,
Jenny?
Like, Jenny and my wife. She dead now. Jenny body dead in my gun. He's probably listening right now.
Probably.
Fat man.
Ryan.
So now you know the type of people.
Hey, it's me, Ryan.
Exactly.
Such an interesting.
You know what? That's actually enough content for today. Thank you for tuning in to the JL Show. Thanks to Michael, Johnny, and Lilu. We'll be back
someday
with more pod for your buck.
I'm
out of energy for this podcast. I just want it to end.
So,
couple episodes left to do. We'll have the return of some of your favorite people. Yeah, blah blah blah, but whatever. Visit thejailshow.com. Listen back to some rural stuff. It's all better than this. And visit,
all that stuff.
Daily, weekly, coming soon. Visit dailyweekly.com. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
You say I love you, boy. I know you lie. I trust you all the same. I don't know why. Cause when my back is turned, my bruises shine.